I
Hey,
just want to
Mushy.
give everybody some love, man. Just let everybody know that this stream is the best stream on Twitch, man. That's all, man.
Hold hard in the trenches. Ask a nigga what he benching. Triple digits, nigga. Don't forget to mention. Hold hard in the trenches. Ask a nigga what he benching. Triple digits, nigga. Don't forget to mention. Don't forget to mention. I got memories. Dead stain the whole room if I let him bleed. Shit was dark. I let this Lord.
There is, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel like I should do like a day dedicated to just go-go while we warm up, you know? I feel like we on that type of time right now, Nick.
You should make sure you bring back Malik if you're going to do that, bro. I feel like he'd be the perfect person.
Bro, your scenery and your camera is just...
I believe it, bro. I'm looking at it now. On the...
Man, you know you over here eating a cheeseburger on the show, bro.
I actually eating a crab cake burger. Get it together. You know what I'm saying? That's all we got today. You know what I'm saying?
Bun with meat. Bun with meat.
Is crab really meat?
So when you buy crab out of the little buckets from the store, the little small little retainer joints, what is inside the, what do they call it? Do they call it crab skin? Do they call it crab shell? What do they call it?
I don't know about crabs. Next question.
They call it crab meat. No,
never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Sandwich. There's two buns. Look.
Never heard of it, brother.
Hey, don't worry about me, Dakota. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, play with your bones. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about Nick over here eating his little two little patties with meat. You know what I'm saying? That's all. What is Rye doing?
He's not doing.
Rye's making this show off schedule. He's being late, and I don't like that. We got things to do, Nick.
Fuck him. That's what I say. Fuck Rye.
He probably still recovering from that fucking
workout.
That fucking workout, bro. He crawling to his table right now.
He fought it again, bro.
Trying to set up. Nah, he ain't poop. He almost got close to it. I told him on this one of these workouts where we had the so like we on the bench, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you on the bench, basically we had the little jumps that hold you, that you could lock your legs in with. So you start out on your back. You do a chest press, tight close chest press,
mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, you use the little leg joints to propel yourself up. You're not standing up. You're just propelling yourself up to a shoulder press. And the more weights we went up, we told Ryan, you know what I'm saying? And when you get to that 40 pounds, bro, you know what I'm saying? I hope your bowels is good. Cause
wait, I feel like we did this before. Maybe we did this.
Nah, we ain't do it. I know that for a fact.
It's like you rolling and you jump like.
I would just say this specific workout, we did not do a goes. This specific one. Yeah, but nah, that joint was, it was good, bro. You know what I'm saying? Up until we got to the 40 pounds.
Maybe it's something I'll be doing at LA Fitness, bro.
Hey, Ryan, I was telling Nick how you, in the stream, how you was pooting doing your bench workout. Yeah. You couldn't control your bowels.
What's up with that, bro?
Why you even listen to Maul? Like, if you believe that, just know, Nick, you don't really know me that well.
But look, though, Rye, don't act like it never happened.
Look, hey. Does it look like I'm lying?
Maul is lying. That did not happen today. For sure.
Maul. I'm not lying.
In his defense,
I have no reason to lie.
Don't act like it never happened. I have no reason to lie. You have done it before.
Done what, bro?
He the poop bandit, bro.
Poop on yourself. At the gym, bro.
Stinking up the fucking gym and shit,
nigga,
bro.
Y'all lying, bro.
That small gym, bro.
Y'all niggas can go ahead with the lies, bro.
And nigga gonna tell us that we the ones who did it. Like, bro, who does that?
That's wild.
Take ownership,
that's
bro.
Like that nigga in the airport,
the
bro.
Who did what?
Farting and shit.
Yeah, bro. Farting and I'm not fucking blaming on bro. The people that's around him.
Nothing like
I'm
that.
I'm nothing like that, nigga. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. My bad. My bad.
Nothing like that.
Whatever, man. Hey, all right. So, I can't tell. I ain't going to lie to you. But welcome back to another episode of the Trap or Die podcast, man. It's the three amigos, man. Rye, Schnick,
you know,
and then myself.
You did.
Nick, you out.
And Jamal, man. First and foremost, the administrative things. Oh Lord, I didn't put it on this outline. Like, subscribe, rate, review, follow if you aren't, all that good stuff, man. If you're listening on the iTunes or Apple, man, take some time out, like 2 seconds, Brad. It's just boom, click, tap, tap,
bang, you know bang. You good, you know what I mean?
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Exactly, bro. RP the Posh, man. Good man. So yeah. We here, man. So Nick, how was your day, bro? Besides, Nick came in this joint eating what you want to describe. You want to describe what you? I told him I thought he was eating cheeseburger. He said, "Nah, I was eating a different meat."
First off,
Nick, slow
that's
down,
what he said, bro.
Hold up, bro. First, that's not what I said. One, I had crab.
Did you not say you wasn't eating cheeseburger?
I had a crab cake sandwich. And one of them was crab cake and shrimp sandwich. And that's all. That's all it was. That's all it was, bro.
You ate it with bread?
Yeah, for sure. That's what a sandwich is.
Okay, yeah. Man, just
so two buns, and what's inside? What's when you talk about sandwiches? What's usually inside a sandwich, right? I that's all I was trying to ask.
I thought he was going to expound a little more, trying to get a good understanding of what what was going on.
Yep.
So just the crab cake and the
crab cake and some bread, crab cake,
my little crab meat,
crab cake, crab cake.
What's in Ryan?
It's the same, bro.
Thank you. Crab meat,
cake sandwich. That's what that was.
Oh, okay. Was
crab cake sandwich.
You wanna knock that out without the bread?
Nah, that's all I'm gonna eat today. So you know what I'm saying? I wanted to fill myself up a little bit, you know what I mean?
I feel you, bro. I hear you.
You know, I'm gonna let it go, bro. I it was just right there for a layup.
It was though. Once I said, I was like, damn, somebody crazy.
Yeah, yep. We're gonna keep it moving, man. Nick, what was you up to today, bro? You work out?
I did hella work today. Hella work, boy. They kept calling me left and right.
No, he said, did you work out today? Did you work out?
Oh, no, I'm going to do that after the podcast. I'm going to step on a Peloton, a little bike in, 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't them Jones expensive?
You got the other brand.
You don't got money, bro. You know how they go.
This thing is in the other brand.
I don't know what it's called, bro.
Can I say the Peloton?
It's like a Peloton.
I ain't mean the Peloton.
What's funny is, bro, that shit hard.
After I seen all that money Nick dished out for his wedding, I don't know. Yeah, Nick rich. Nick got the money.
What are we talking about, bro? What are we talking about?
What you do? He bought Kiki what a Saint Laurent bag a couple weeks ago.
Hey, here you go, bro.
Damn, bro.
That what you did?
Hey, bro. And he ain't it. You know what I'm saying? I asked him for the sneaky tips. You know what I'm saying? Help myself out, and he couldn't give me the price. That's how high it would, bro.
It wasn't even that high, bro. It was just
right.
Yeah, I told you the prices. It was less than what he said though, for sure.
Actually, you know what? You're right. He did tell me. I forgot because that's when I said. You
oh
know
yeah,
what?
We did talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Yep, for sure. Hey, Rod, what you was on today, bro? I heard from through the grapevine that you had a couple slices of pizza. Before
I
you
had,
worked out
I did not have a couple
it,
slices.
It kind of ruined your mood.
I did not have a couple of slices. I had a slice of pizza today, and it was not my choice. I just happened to be at the school today, back to school night. Principal trying to, I guess, do the staff a little solid, buys lunch and dinner tonight. But as you can see, I didn't go to back to school night. I'm here on the podcast. But she did buy like Papa John's pizza, trying to entice me to get some more pizza.
Hey, Papa John's, bro.
I had a little slice.
I miss Papa John's, bro.
Papa John's,
I stopped messing
Papa John's
with
is disgusting,
that,
bro.
It really is not.
That little racist incident with the owner, bro. It's not. I ain't gonna lie to you. And they pepperoni, bro. Oh my god.
Oh, they meat. That's what you about to say. Pepperoni pizza.
Nah, I said that pepperoni. They're
pepperoni.
Pizza,
you said that pepperoni is torch. That's what you said.
We talking about the pizza, brother. What is wrong with you,
bro? I don't want to hear that, bro. And Rod coming in the back. Oh, that don't torch. That pepperoni is delicious. Oh yeah. Start the show up, bro. Y'all...
Hey, bro, fuck you. Hey, bro. Fuck you. Hey, bro. Back, that's bro. Why I went 3-0 last week. 2-0. Y'all, I mean, I said 2-0. I'm 3-0. You went 2-0. No, y'all both went 1-2.
I definitely went 1-2.
Now, think about it, because y'all suck.
Yeah, no. Yeah, y'all first both of went all, 1-2. Ebers, you know what I'm saying? Ebers a leg get you 3-0. You'd have been 2-1 just like us, for real.
Actually, no. It wasn't like they was in the red zone.
They was going down in the score, bro.
They
won
by the score, bro?
They was going down in the score, bro.
We forced the turnover. We go. As in Baltimore. All
right, bro.
We forced the turnover. It ain't like he fucked up. We forced it.
Hey, you don't know what's 3-0, know like what's I said. Crazy, Ryan? This is exactly why I bet first half. I would have won my money and been out of there. I would be 2-1 right now.
What was the line for the first half?
I don't know. No, it's actually 2.5.
If it was 3.5, then it was probably like two. it was
2.5. Oh, it was 2? 2.5. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Which would have covered.
Yeah, but
by the way. Which would have covered.
Oh, I mean, we don't care. Sure. Not on this show.
Oh, word.
Hey, so let's get into it, bro. Let's go ahead and start with this true or false, man. We got one true or false today. You all saw it, but it's been a talk like in Washington community. First off, actually, you know what, fellas, I'm not even going to do the true or false right now. I want to just get y'all thoughts on y'all teams, bro, because you know I'm so used to doing this podcast thing. I'm so used to talking straight into the Washington football, man. I forgot that we have two people on here who are not all Washington football fans or fans of the NFC.
There's no way you forgot that.
So, fellas, I got it.
No bullshit, bro.
Yeah, I got it. I completely was about to get right into the true or false. Ryan, go ahead. Talk about your game, bro. Talk about your team. Shout out to that 5.5. They covered, bro. I had a huge weekend. Something that I probably won't ever see again.
You definitely did. You had this over a weekend, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you. When you dropped a ticket in there, Ma had a good little day. But as far as my game, bro, you know, I was became on top, but what I did not like is the fact that the officials was really trying to cheat us out of that game. I don't know if anybody paid attention, anybody who watched the Seahawks Titans game, like after a while I just started laughing, bro. I was lost for words. They called back the Julio Jones touchdown, which ended up as us kicking a field goal, which would have mattered at the end of the game. We wouldn't have had to win the overtime. That's another ordeal. There's key third down in the game and third quarter. Chris Carson reaches out for the first down, not even close to the first down. Officials give him first down. Of course, they rush to the line before we even catch the replay. Me at home, they ain't got the same replay like they do in the game. You know how that stuff goes, bro. So gave him the first down. They rush. And then even in the overtime, Russell Wilson gets sacked in the end zone. They don't call a safety. They get to extend.
That was wild, bro. I was so mad, bro. But still, like, nigga, I'm like, bro, come on. He's in the end zone. Why are y'all not trying? They didn't want to end the game like that on the safety. So they refused to give it to y'all.
It was crazy. I'm like, the man is that any picture frame you pull up from the video, from the actual highlight from that play, he's in the end zone, bro. There's no other around it. I mean, I'm surprised the officials ain't really sending us an apology for how they wrapped that game. That joke was crazy, bro. Outside of that, from the BS with the refs, happy that we can come out and we were down 24-9 and then down 30-16, both in the second half. Us to come back and fight back and get that W from a much needed win on the road in Seattle. Not easy to do. Definitely glad we pulled that one out. But yeah, bro. One of them days.
At what point did you realize like it was gonna be harder than you thought to beat these guys? Cause I mean, y'all were down a good amount at one point, and then on top of that, you mentioned the refs. Like, at what point did you realize it was gonna be harder to win than it actually?
It was gonna be harder.
Kickoff.
When I realized that our safety play. Our starting safety Imani Hooker has been injured since first game of the season. Not first game. It's the first quarter of the season. So since he's been out, I mean, we've had so many busted coverages that have resulted in big plays and touchdowns. When I saw that happening during the game, the safety play, and we actually picked up one of the safeties who used to play for Seattle, thinking that was going, you know how sometimes teams pick up players that just cut, and then you play that team the next week, think it's going to give you a leg of advantage. No, they picked that boy apart all game, and then he was not in tune with what we were calling on defense. So, in totality, we played good third down defense, got off the field. I was surprised about that. It was just the big plays that killed us. Christian Fulton, I was talking to Nick about this, played in a crazy good game against DK. DK had six catches, like 53 yards, but his catches didn't even come on Christian Fulton. Like, he was out there strapping. I'm so happy about his play this year. But defense played better than I – the score won't reflect it, but the defense played – got stops when we needed to get stops. And
yeah, bro, I felt good about that.
All right, Sleezo checking out. What's going on, Sleezo? My good man. So we just got done talking about the Titans game and that Wild Ass finish. We're finna talk about some sorry team that's in Dallas, Texas. I don't even know if they really actually stationed in Dallas, per se. I think it's like Arlington or something like that. But Nick, talk about this team that's in Texas, bro. That's really not that good, but they're annoying.
Okay, the team that's tied for division lead with y'all, sorry, niggas. I feel like we played a hard game. You said what?
You in the Bay? I see your little backdrop. You know what I mean? I don't know what you got going on, bro. You in the San Fran?
I don't know what he got going on either.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was just at the game in LA. I flew up to San Fran to go talk to Steph Curry and them.
You know got saying? You. Get ready for the season.
10-day contract. They about to get your boy out the way.
Oh, nah. You're not about to see the floor, baby. Don't even worry about that.
Come on, bro.
Nah, no bullshit.
You not even going
to
see
Nick, the floor. Nah, Nick about to be sweeping the floor. That's what it is.
Woo!
That's what he doing.
Okay. I remember that, Ma. I remember that. But, yeah, I think shout out to Javon Kearse. He played a hell of a game. 27. Came in for injured Donovan Wilson. I think he was all over the field. Had a pick called back, almost caught another pick. But boy was who when Trayvon Diggs, another excellent game. I know y'all saw the pick. He 2 for 2. You know what I'm saying? He probably on this pace, he's gonna get 17 picks, but you know, that's a little far fetched.
Oh my god.
Shout out to TP20. You know, my boy Tony Pollard was hooping. You know what I'm saying? Zeke, I told y'all boys that nigga need to take notes. Other than that, I feel like Mike McCarthy should be fired. Let me tell
I'm
you why.
I'm surprised you said that, man. Yeah,
he should be fired. The way he handled, you have 3 minutes to get to the end zone, bro. You get to the opponents like almost to a 56-yard field goal, bro, because you didn't call a timeout. We could have got closer. Like once we got on field goal range, it was just like, all right, man, let's just cool it right here. We good, and we could have like, it was just trash, bro. That play calling after we got past like the 40 was just trash. We ran a jet sweep. You know what I'm saying? The TP. I know they wanted in the house to jump, but like, come on, bro. Let's put the ball in the back and get like to the 20 or something, bro. But Mike McCarthy should be on the hot seat. We probably should have lost that game too. Well, they definitely called back 2 touchdowns. But I'm glad we won. You know what I'm saying? But Mike McCarthy should definitely be fired tomorrow.
My thing is, with if you're thinking that in week two, bro, y'all got 15 games left, bro.
But
for me last year, I thought that the biggest mistake that he did was, first off, technically it was a big mistake, but also a reflection on him too. But it was hiring fucking Nolan. Hiring Nolan and telling him you're going to run this defense and end up being one of the worst defenses that – in NFL history. That was the first thing. Now the second thing is, you kind of got it. What's the right word to use? You got respectability. You got a name at the defensive coordinator spot. It's only 2 games in. But if it don't work out with him, and on top of that, you like Nick follows him on every play, every down, every game. But if it don't work out from a coaching standpoint and you're still making some decisions that's kind of questionable as a head coach, boy, Dallas is probably, I don't know. I guess it's good that y'all got Dak. I'll put it that way. Because Dak is going to keep y'all in some games.
For sure.
Yeah, and then for all the injuries that we had on D-line, I feel like they played pretty solid. Michael Parsons, he shouldn't be down there every play. But third down, I think that right tackle.
What you mean? He shouldn't be on the line. You mean?
Yeah, he shouldn't be on line every play. When I seen that, I was a little ticked off about that. Because we got some all right backups. Even the feel good story I was talking about with Kamar, he even had a big play. He also had a down play.
He had a big play.
Yeah, he had a nice little
play. He get clocked.
He only got clocked because both our other DNs was, you know what I'm saying, out. It wasn't like a real thing. You know what I'm saying? He a special team.
So what big play he made?
I think on third down, he made a big stop. It wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Not too crazy. But he also had that. No, that's not carried away. But he also had that roughing the kicker penalty that gave the Chargers a first down. Can't have that.
We have one of those too, bro. Them Jones hurt, bro. Especially about the punt. And you hit the kicker.
It was like three of them on Sunday, bro. That shit was crazy.
That is the worst, bro.
Mind you, it's 4th and 20 when he do it. Like, come on, bro.
My God, bro. Oh,
what you doing, bro? 4th and 20. You,
bro.
In his defense, I will say that he kind of got held and took us. But either way, bro, it's still stupid.
You can't have that type of stuff.
Hey, Sleezo, hey, run, hey, look, this is what I do, bro. It's polo, you know what I'm saying? It's my polo sports stuff, bro. That's what I do out here.
You know? Hey, Sleezo, I got y'all next week, bro.
What you talking about?
Eagles, bro.
Y'all play Philly?
Boys play Philly.
Monday night.
I thought you were saying you as in the Titans. That's why I was like in my head.
I'm saying
the Monday night game. That's gonna be a good one. Right. Yeah, that's gonna be a good one. He said bet as you should. hey, but look though. Let's go ahead and get into this. Speaking of the NFC East, man, let's get into this one thing, true or false. Like I said before I had to check in with y'all teams. In Washington Football Twitter, Alex Smith mentioned that he felt that Taylor Heineke has what it takes to take the Washington football team to the playoffs as the NFC East champs. True or false, this goes to both of y'all. I'll comment, but I'm not going to go too far into it. I'm going to leave this up to y'all and see where y'all heads are at.
So repeat it.
True or false, Taylor Heineke.
Go ahead, my bad.
Taylor Heineke is the second best quarterback in the NFC East.
As it stands today, week two, I would say yes. He's the second best. But, I mean, I like how Daniel Jones played last week. I mean, I just think, you know, I would like to see.
Hey, before you start, it's hilarious, bruh, because so many people say that shit after he plays Washington. Like, they always say it.
That's true.
It's hilarious.
That's true. But, I mean, honestly, though, like, I've always thought Daniel Jones is better than what people get credit for anyway. But he does just happen to play well against y'all. I don't know what it is about Charlie, but. Yeah, he does play well against y'all. I saw the numbers before he played. I was actually shocked that he was 4-0 against y'all. But I would like to see Taylor with a little more sample size before I start saying he's the second best in the NFC. But I mean, I don't think you can say otherwise based off his play for the last game that he played, dating back to last year. I mean, I played Tampa. He played extremely well in that game. I mean, I didn't win, but y'all played him the best out of anybody that he played in that whole playoff run. I mean, he's a baller, bro. He's a game of slim, like, using his legs, making plays. I mean, of course, you can roll back to that, you know, that pick he threw in the game, which was tough, but came down, showed.
Now, yeah.
Definitely showed that he was not rattled by what happened on the possession. Went down, got a field goal, which shows great character in your quarterback that he can go down and do that. I love that game he played, but it's early. But I would say, yeah, I say that's true as a map.
Nick?
I'm going to go with all of them besides Dak are on the same level. I'm not going to put either one ahead of each other. All of them have something to do really.
True or false? True or motherfucking false? What did you say?
My bad. I also, just to give, you know, a little kudos about Jalen Hurts. I mean, I thought he played well week one, week two. I don't really know how. Maybe Sleezo. Talk to me, Sleezo. I don't know what's going on with your boy, bro. He looked good early on in the game when, you know, he's throwing those deep passes. I was watching it for a little bit before my game came on. But, you know, I think I was hearing from Jimmy, like, he was struggling with his reads. Only had, like, one read. You know, talk to me, Sleezo. Go ahead, Snick.
I guess true. I don't think none of them are that good. I think all of them are two. I think all of them are the same level. So I don't know how I would answer this one per se. Because I just feel like all of them have a small sample size, except for Daniel Jones. Actually, no, bro. Daniel Jones is better than Tyler Heinicke. The turnovers kill him. But when he doesn't turn the ball over, they're actually a pretty good team. But he just can't. My man, he got the wheels. He be taking off.
I like Daniel Jones, bro. I'm not going to hold you, bro. I like Daniel Jones, bro.
Every now and again, bro, he'll give you some dimes, too. Like, some, like you never seen this man do certain things. Like, cuz, all right, bro. He just got to learn how to stop turning the ball over.
I just don't know what it is, but maybe Mark can attest a little more to it. But, I mean, I just don't know what it is about Daniel Jones that doesn't really, you know, jump out. Because I don't know, bro. What is it?
So, two things. Cizo said that he played good. He's talking about Hurts. To your comment, Ryan, he said he played good. He could have made better reads, but it's only week two. He still got time to develop and get it together. Still no turnovers, making smart plays. Just need to feed his playmakers.
For sure.
So that's what he was saying about Hurts. Daniel Jones, I'm actually surprised. I mean, y'all may be surprised. I don't know. But I don't think he's a terrible quarterback. I think the narrative is deserved in that he turns the ball over way too much. Or he turned the ball over way too much. If you extrapolate the numbers, the numbers from like his past, like
extrapolate. I'm about to Google
10
that.
Games or so.
He on a Stephen A. tonight.
It's not as bad as you think. It's really not as bad as you think. But it does also come towards the time, and he still turns it over. It's just not as much as it used to be. But I say that to say Daniel Jones is in a space where he's provided his playmakers. He's been provided playmakers. And now all of a sudden he has no line. Like, he has no offensive line. And they did a good job against Washington in the second half last week protecting Daniel Jones, but he also did a good job of getting the ball out quick. So, like, they found ways around that terrible offensive line to still make plays and move the ball. But if you can't move the ball with Saquon in the ground game, bruh, then you should out of luck, because there ain't no way in hell you're going to be successful riding the coattails of Daniel Jones, bruh. It's not going to happen. He's young, but also at the same time, he's not that good to put the team on his back. But I'm not necessarily one who thinks that he's trash. Like, I never thought he was – I'm not going to say that part. I did think he was trash at one point, and then I seen him play for like multiple weeks at a time. And I was like, he's not that bad. It's a mixed bag of him being terrible at terrible times, but also him actually having moments where he was consistently playing well and threatening defenses from the ground and air perspective. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm also confused as to why Kenny Golladay was on the sidelines yelling at him during that game versus Washington, because I'm like, Kenny, you just got finished dropping the pass like a couple possessions ago. Like, what is you on the sideline screaming that day? He the only one really playing good tonight. Like, I don't even know what else we can. Sterling Shepard was balling that night too, but yeah.
Sterling and Slayton. Well, Slayton had that one opportunity, that one bad opportunity, butt naked. Rome made a good point. I don't really agree. Like, I feel like he still could have caught it. But Rome did make a good point. Like, that full extension. Running full speed is going to be hard to make that catch, regardless of like how easy it looks. But it's going to be hard if you're running full speed and have to extend. But I think he should have found another way, diving for the ball, jump if you have to, or just like find a way to secure it, tap it to yourself like Michael Irvin said on TV, like try to find a way to get that ball. But it was going to be hard. But yeah, Slayton and that boy Shepard, they were hooping, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They was eating fucking Washington alive.
For sure, niggas definitely doing that.
So for me, I'll be quick with my take. I just wanted to get y'all opinions on that. I think, like, if you look at it in a microwave, bro, the answer is true. But it's easy to say that after only two starts in Washington.
Right.
The issue is Dak Prescott has played close to like 60 something games. Daniel Jones has played close to like 50. And then Jalen Hurts is on game like 10, maybe even less than 10.
He's on 6.
And you've seen quite a few opportunities for Jalen Hurts at this point. You haven't seen much from Taylor Heinicke. And while I like what I see from Taylor and I'm impressed by what he's doing, like, you doing yourself a disservice trying to claim him as anything. If you're going on a 2-game sample size, if you want to look at how he plays the position and be impressed by that, we can break that down all day. Like he's not always making the best reads, but he's making safe reads. He's being smart in terms of what the defense is doing. He's taking what the defense is giving him. He's not forcing anything. Now his passes are a little high, and that is an issue. I don't care what people say. Like, if they think it's correctable, okay. But at the same time, that should get you like a 2 or 3 turnover type of game, and that's something that you need to fix like tomorrow type. That's what you need to fix. But outside of that, like, and he's shown that he can run, he can scramble if he needs to, but also make plays inside the pocket too. So he's showing that he's a little bit more versatile than people once imagined. Because in the Tampa game, all you saw was him scrambling and him break and leaving the pocket and things like that. So that's one thing that he's kind of proven himself to this point. But in the microwave, he is the second best quarterback in the NFC East.
Yeah.
And I hate to preface it like that, but that is a true answer, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Jeremy, what's going on, boss man? Jeremy mentioned if you want to call him second best, that still puts him in the bottom half of the league starters. hey. that's one way to put things in perspective.
I mean, so that's one way to put things in perspective. I think you might have answered this question before, Mom. Maybe Nick has too, but what y'all think, what number wins the division for y'all this year?
I think I said 11. Okay. But I also said 11 before Dallas got hurt the way they did. Mm-hmm. And I think Giants lost their offensive lineman, because I thought it was always going to be a 3-team race before Philly. Mm-hmm. And I actually respect Philly right now, but I thought it was going to be a 3-team race. So I said 11.
Okay. Snake?
Around 10 and 11. Probably 10. Closer to 10, so I think we'll win a division for real. It's gonna be a weird year, bro. Everybody got something going on.
Oh yeah, it is definitely gonna be a weird year for y'all, for that whole division, for sure. I'm it's early.
As always, so what's bro. That shit's crazy.
It's crazy, bro. So anybody winless in the NFC East?
In the NFC East, no.
Okay.
Oh yeah, the Giants.
The Giants are 0-2.
Okay, 0-2.
Yeah, Giants are 0-2. And speaking of 0-2s, let's go ahead and transition to that next topic, brother. Talk your shit. So look, everybody. Jammy, Sleezo, Jets, Colts, Jags, Giants, Lions, and Falcons.
All under.
Six teams. All right. Six teams, 0-2. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you, which of these teams have more of a chance than the others? You can name one or two, but two max. Which of these teams have more of a chance to make the playoffs than the others, and why? Let's hear it, Sleezo. Let's hear it, Jammy. Ryan, I'm going to start with you on this one.
So
what's your take?
So I'm just trying to figure out. Name the teams one more time right now. So Colts, Jets, Jacksonville, Colts. Giants, Minnesota. Right?
I left the Vikings off. I'm tripping. Oh, it's more. Yeah, Jets, Colts, Jags, Giants, Lions, Falcons, and Vikings.
Hmm.
I leave the Vikings off. That's crazy.
Yeah, I would say it's between two teams. I mean, I don't know if you look at this for one answer. I would say between the Colts or Minnesota, or one of the two teams that I think had the opportunity.
I did not think you was going to name the Colts.
Let's
hear why.
The extra seeding, I think it's possible, depending upon how, you know, they figure out the quarterback position with Carson Wentz. Both his ankles messed up right now, which is funny to me that both them joints is messed up. you know what I'm saying? Minnesota, I mean, the roster is too good for both of them. I'm not going to say too good, but I mean, for them to be 0-2, you know, I think their roster is better than 0-2. You know? I would imagine beginning of the season, I thought Indianapolis could win between, you know, 9 and 10 games, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Around there. Minnesota, I mean, I don't really know what to expect from them. They're loaded on paper, but I just...
They weird, bro. Yeah, they are fucking weird.
I don't understand them. You know what I mean? But... those two teams are better than 0-2. I mean, could they get it going? I don't know, man. You know, Carson is supposed to play this week, apparently. I heard he's supposed to play. It's not going
to
end well.
Well, they need to put the game back on the board so I can bet it. Playing, I've been trying to bet that joint since 11 a.m., bro.
Yeah, I've been trying to get that joint. Who they play?
They
play us.
The Colts play the Titans.
Oh, it was at 5.5. Give me that.
Yeah, it was at 5.5. But they took the it depends on where you at, but they took it off my jump.
So yeah, if Carson doesn't play, Jacob Eason's gonna play rookie. I think he is a rookie, right? Jacob Eason's a rookie.
Yeah, I think he's a rookie.
But yeah, between those two teams, you know, Minnesota, they was in a good game last week. They should have won, but I don't know what it is in Minnesota and these field goal kickers. I mean, trust me, I have as you will ask, Skins fans can attest to, have had terrible runners with kickers. But them, out of all the teams in the NFL, have had the worst luck with kickers. Lost playoff games,
you know, bro. Versus Seattle, you know what I mean? 37-yard chip shot.
Wild left, bro. You know what I'm saying? And they lost last week just like that, a game they should have won. But, you know, I mean, that's how football grows, man. That's how the cookie crumbles, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, so – Jamie, well, Sleazo, you done named three teams. I said two max. You over here breaking the rules, bro.
Sleazo,
breaking the rules. We don't do that here. It's like, but yeah, Jamie said Falcons and Vikings. Sleazo mentioned, I'm gonna just go with your first two. You said Falcons and Vikings as well.
No, I said Colts and Vikings.
No, I'm talking about in the chat. So you said Colts and Vikings. Snick, where you at?
I'm gonna roll with the same mobs, bro. I wish I went first, so I'm like, I'm copying Rye. But
so but you can copy. So I know you want to do that anyway.
If Carson Wentz can come back, I definitely think the Colts can make a little playoff push. Man, the Vikings should. I don't know who did they play week one. They could very well be 1-1. I'm not sure who they lost to.
The Vikings.
Who they played week one?
The Vikings. They played the Bengals.
Oh yeah, Bengals got at them. They got busy on them too.
Yeah. So that was a winnable game. I don't know why they lost it, but two games they could have won, so they could be very well 2-0. But they, you know what I'm saying, or at least minimum 1-1. But yeah, just those two mobs. Everybody else is probably complete trash. Falcons, trash. Jets, trash. Lions.
The Giants.
Okay, they all right. But until, you know what I'm saying, he stopped turning the ball over.
Did he turn the ball over against y'all, Ma?
He think he threw a pick to win.
Daniel Jones?
No, he didn't. Maybe not.
Nah, we ain't. Look, Daniel Jones, bro, y'all think I'm playing when I say that motherfucker looked perfect against us? Bro?
Nah, he did, bro.
He ain't turned the ball over.
Nah, he did. Oh,
Vikings lost in overtime to the Bengals. Sure did, bro. Awesome.
Yeah, but I was talking about muscle Jamar Chase trying to get him Pat Pete that work. That's what I was talking about, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was riling that man up. Yeah, Pat Pete, he need to play safety or something. He ain't looking too good out there at corner.
He need to be that star. Like,
yeah, sometimes, you know. These corners used to play, be pro bowlers. Sometimes you know you gotta talk to them. Like, listen, maybe it's not you, long, dog. Go ahead, get on his back end. You know what I'm saying?
Coach him up. You know what I'm saying? Be the last line.
There you go, baby. That man pressed not you no more, dog.
it just doesn't work for some people no more. But that was this is like I feel like it's the real Revis all over again.
Ah, yeah.
He did go ahead and stop.
Nah, that route that Ross sent to the chat, bro, I was like, okay. Pat was over here like this. I was like, damn.
Hey, you know what's wild, bro? After all that shit we was talking about, we as in the collective football, the football world was talking shit about Jamar Chase in the preseason, bro. That shit just automatically it disappeared.
When the game's
coming. Rome ain't say shit for all that stuff he was saying in the preseason, bro. Rome ain't say nothing about Jamar Chase cooking. Matter of fact, let me look at his numbers right now.
You know how my own be, bro.
They should have took Sewell over this guy. Crazy. Now I'm not gonna sit here and say his argument is wrong, but motherfucker, that don't mean Jamar Chase some shit. Let me see what Jamar's numbers looking like. 7 catches, 100. This nigga is averaging 22 yards a catch, bro.
Stop, bro. Let's get it real, bro.
7 catches, 155 yards, 2 touchdowns.
You want to know what's wild?
22 yards a catch, bro.
The time he routed up Pat Pete, I don't think he got the ball.
He did.
Butt naked in the middle of the field, bro.
That job was so bad.
We need to have a conversation with Rome.
Sports Center put that up there. Like, that's how you know it was bad. He didn't get the rock.
Yeah, I don't even know who his I don't know who his route coach is. But
it was Ralph Coach.
He probably worked out with Amari in the summertime, though, I believe.
Bro, his man's is Justin Jefferson. You know they got routes between the both of them. And he was outperforming Justin Jefferson numbers wise at LSU.
Yeah. I don't know why he didn't come out, bro. He just
because he said it. I don't think he could have came out. Could he? I don't think so.
I thought he could.
I don't know. Mm. Well, he took a year off. One of them did. One of them took that
Chase,
year off.
Chase, yeah, COVID. COVID. Chase took that year
off. Yeah, COVID. He was like, I ain't fucking with it. I was like, all right, okay. Baller.
Uh-huh. For me, bruh, I think, man, I definitely think the Colts for sure. They got one of the weakest divisions in the NFL. And I'm sure Ryan, you agree.
Right? Oh, I do agree. I'm just laughing.
I'm about to say, bro.
Yeah. I'm laughing.
Just know the Texans blew me week one. Yeah, and they blew me week two.
Yeah, I don't know
why.
Texans out here scoring touchdowns, bro. Like, what they.
You took the Cleveland Browns, bro? You took the Cleveland Browns.
Both games was a no touch. I had Cleveland on a teaser covered. I put in the chat. That jump covered. But the Texans just was like actually being good, bro. I was like, what's going on?
I was not like
plus 13, baby.
I was not like in a tie. I was
10-2 against the spread on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm all, boy, I want five,
bro,
boy.
Get
I
out of here, bro.
This is bloody, bro. You know what I'm saying? I want five, boy. Hell yeah, but nah. Colts for sure. And then, to be honest with you, the Giants. Like, if you think about it, bruh.
That's not a bad pick, though, bro. I would think about the Giants, too.
Out of all the explanations that we gave.
They should have beat y'all.
The Falcons, exactly. They should have. They could have. They should have beat us, actually, because that interception should have been ball game, for real. And then on top of that, the offsides on the field goal. Like, it should have been ball game. But if you think about it, bruh, all the explanations that we named. Falcons, they got to go up against the Panthers, Saints, and the Buccaneers. They have no shot. Lions, they may fuck around and be the first 0-17 team ever in the history of the NFL. Jaguars, and then the Jets. Yeah, same thing, bro. Colts have an opportunity in the sense that if they get their defense together, bro, a defense that is somewhat respectable, although they're undermanned in terms of talent compared to the Titans, they still have that opportunity to kind of right the ship and sneak into a wild card thing. If all their ducks in order and Carson Wentz can stay healthy, because they competed against the Rams in week two, bro. But the Giants, same situation, man. They were in both games. Broncos and the Washington game. And I don't know what their schedule is, their immediate next few games, but at the same time, like, if they can continue doing what they did in the second half of the game against Washington with that offensive line, just making sure they find ways to protect Daniel Jones. But they got to get the run game going. I don't know how they're going to do that. It's not my job to figure it out. But if they get the run game going and have Saquon take over some games, bro, they can have some momentum going on their side. Because I like their defense. Their defense is pretty good, bro. They had that opportunity.
Real quick, Ma. I mean, a couple things, actually. Just want to get your opinion on couple things. So, well, it's not really a pin for the first thing, because I just want to let you know, like, you're the first person I thought of when Dustin Hopkins missed that field goal. And Dexter, like, I didn't know he had went off sides, but I was like, oh my God, this nigga Ball's going to shoot this nigga by the time this game was over. Bro, when he got another chance, bro, I thought he was going to miss the second one.
That's what pissed me off. That's what pissed me off. Like, he almost missed the second one. The first one, I lie to you not, bro. And this may be an underwhelming response. I know Dustin Hopkins so much, bro. I was not surprised that he missed.
Oh my God.
Like, literally, like a play or two before he even kicked it, I said, bro, we got to get this nigga inside the 40, bro, because if we do not get inside the 40, in terms of 40 yards,
right.
If we do not get inside of the 40, bro, this man is liable to shank that jump, bro. I said that on Twitter, bro. I said it on Twitter, and he missed the jump. It was a 45-yarder or 44-yarder, bro. He missed it. I'm like, son, I was like, you know what? We just went from Heineke being the GOAT to the hero, and then all of a sudden we fucking missed the field goal, and I got to do a show with 1,000 angry people. Like, bro, Hopkins some shit. Everything is some shit. Scott Turner some shit.
I know.
Dale Rios some shit. All these things, like, as opposed to now we're winning. You know what I'm saying? We deal with the positives and focus on the negatives later. So trust me, I was not surprised that he missed.
So that was the first thing, right? But then the second thing, I just want to hear your opinion on the matter. Now, you know what I mean? I watched, you know, I saw you tweet something, so you was already on the same page as me. I just didn't know you retweeted, but I didn't know how you felt about it, about Chase Young and how he plays and his actual, like, pass rush moves and how he's getting by people. Now, granted, he did win defensive player last year, and you're highly regarded in the league. Like, if you watch the top 100, like, you watch his clip, you know, everybody, you know, talk about he's going to be the next thing, you know, be the next Von Miller, whatever it is, you know, get these high sack numbers. And they were just saying, like, you know, body breakdowns and how Chase not really, you know, being as dominant as people really could think he could be. Like, you know how Todd is, bro. One minute he on your bandwagon, and the minute he think you're not doing something right, like, he hates you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say he hate Chase Young, but he's, like, he's overly critical too quickly on Redskins players. I mean, Washington players, bro. Way too critical. So he in the house. Man, you see Brian Burns from Carolina? You see him? That's what he supposed to be doing. He supposed to be Brian Burns, bro. He was like, bro.
It's the fact that this motherfucker, like, you got that man down packed, bro. I mean, it's your brother, but still, that shit's hilarious.
I'm like, bro, wicked, bro, calm down, bro. Just Chase, he just my defense player of the year, rookie, bro. Let's chill out, bro. Like, maybe, you know, man, I do think Chase could do certain things better, but, you know, I'm gonna just let you take off from there.
So I did forget what I said verbatim, but I'll just try and bring up some points. First and foremost, Chase Young won Defensive Rookie of the Year with 7.5 sacks, 44 total tackles and 12 quarterback hits, 10 tackle for losses. 7.5 sacks is kind of wicked. Just 7.5 sacks. I can't sit here. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what it was. It's kind of chill, bro. He wasn't even the highest on his team. I'm not going to sit here and say I know the numbers for all the other rookies on the defense. I can't sit here and quantify that. I do know there was a linebacker, if not safety, who did really good for Carolina. He should have been in the conversation. He should have been in the conversation for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Should have won.
Who's the bigger name? Chase Young's the bigger name. Wow. And he had a good season, so it would be easier to give it to Chase Young. I'm not saying that he didn't earn it, but my point is, when you look at other linebackers, you're talking about Von Miller, T.J. Watt, J.J. Watt, the Bosas. Like, all of these guys came out the gate looking way better than Chase Young. Like, they were game wreckers from the jump, and you saw it. You knew it immediately. Chase Young is a game. He had moments of wrecking games, and I'm not going to take that away from him. But I think where Todd is going to the extremes is that he may be getting confused with what you're not seeing in the stat sheet means he's trash. I don't think he's trash. Chase Young's not even playing bad. He's playing perfectly fine. He's playing fine. The issue is when you get that number two overall pick.
Yeah, it comes with
Higher expectations, and it comes with being able to dominate. Like, Von Miller was that top five pick, if not like number three, from what I remember. Like, I think he was third, and he's been dominating. The issue again, another issue, not the issue. Another issue with Chase Young is the fact that people are relying on these excuses of him being double teamed and chipped often. Mm-hmm. While it's valid, that's happening to him. Guess what the best people do?
They win them.
They find ways. Man. They find ways to win them. They find ways to add to their game. But also, they have defensive coordinators to put them in positions as well to help them out. And like, while there's a combination of those two that needs to happen, Chase Young can only worry about himself and how he gets better. Chase Young is not getting better right now. Only in one vaunted move, and that's his get off at the line of scrimmage. His explosiveness is what helps him, and his strength in being able to beat the tackles and stuff like that. That's what helps him right now. But you're going to have to be able to get a little bit more crafty and a little bit more shifty. And also, you're going to have to set up moves, like set up some things that you do like in the first and second quarter. And then when you go to the third and fourth, you know that this guy is going to be anticipating it because you've been doing it all game. But you had this counter in your back pocket that you've been waiting to use for a perfect time. You use that counter, bro, and all of a sudden, that man ain't see it coming, and now he nervous because he don't know what you about to do now. So, like, there's opportunities for him to be better. There's opportunities for him to grow, and that's kind of where I think the conversation is. It's not that he's bad or that he sucks or that he's a bust. I think the extremes is funny because it's tough, but it's like, At the same time, he's not bad. He just needs to improve and continue developing. He cannot stay stagnant. And I don't think he is being stagnant. It's just taking him some time. But at the same time, those expectations are going to stay on him. They need to stay on him. And I think it's completely fair that people are criticizing him for not being able to wreck games compared to others who came in and dominated off rip.
He said,
he has no sacks this year.
He said he was giving him a Arakpo vibes. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's what he said.
Nah. I do got a question.
He's way more present in the games than Arakpo.
Yeah, but you know how time be, bro. Way too quick, bro.
Mm-hmm. Already. So yeah, he ain't got no sacks this year, bro. And that's an issue. Like that's a problem. You two games in, no sacks. Somebody will argue up and down that he's created pressures. He had seven hurries or some shit against the Giants. Well, first off, their line is some shit. Right. I really don't put too much weight into what they did against the Giants because they're supposed to do that. What happened against the Chargers when they had a healthy offensive line? The motherfuckers was getting fucking beat up and down the line of scrimmage, bro, and can rarely put pressure on Justin Herbert. So yeah, like zero sacks to start the year. Sure, he had a couple hurries, but no, that's not acceptable. I don't care what you say, and you can't convince me otherwise. Okay, it's just the facts of the matter to me, bro.
Okay, come on, real quick. Well, actually, two things, man. Micah got the sack on Justin Herbert. It was a little flukish, but he got.
That was not a sack, bro.
A little wild, but either way, it's gonna be intentional grounding. You know what I'm saying? Either one, they're gonna be back there regardless. So get my boy in the stat sheet. I said he's gonna have 8. That's one. So there we go. But how you feel about your first round pick, Jamin Davis? Because every time I see him, he on the ground.
Nah, he actually played. No. You didn't see him week 2 though. Week 2, he was the highest graded player.
What?
But he's only. But perspective.
There we go, Ma.
This is important.
Get back,
Jamin Davis.
He was getting swallowed week 1. Like, no pause.
let me pull it up. Yeah, that was
Mr. Pepperoni Man.
That was crazy. So Jamin was one of the highest rated defensive players week 2, excuse me, but he only played on 27 snaps. That's 39% of the snaps defensively. So like sometimes I think you have to qualify with like a minimum of 20 snaps played.
He barely got above the
threshold in that regard. And then the week prior, he played like 40% of the snaps. So he's not even close to Cole Holcomb and John Bostic. Like he's not even close to those two. Cole Holcomb played 100% of the snaps the first two both games, and then Bostic has played like close to 80% of the snaps.
Oh, so he's not even seeing
he played 57. Yeah, he played 57. John Bostic played 57% of the snaps on Thursday. Yeah, he's not seeing the field that much. So he played good in his limited amount, but when you see more of a sample size per game, you kind of expose him a little bit. Not in a negative sense, but you expose him in a sense like it's either sink or swim with him. So I'm not going to sit here and say that he played bad against the Giants. He definitely didn't play good against the Chargers. He looked lost, and in my opinion, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. I thought he was soft after that first game, bro, because he was getting put on his ass like it was nothing. Like, people was touching him, bro, with a poke, and he was like, oh!
It was like a bad, bro. I'm like, bro, who put together this hat? I thought it was fake, bro. I'm like, bro, nah, this can't be Jamin Davis, bro, getting done like this.
Bro, he was getting put on. He talked about it too. He was like, bro, like I know I got welcome to. He said that today or yesterday. He was like, bro, I got baptized, bro. Got put on my ass against the Chargers, and I knew I was in the league. Like, it was like, welcome to the league, buddy.
For sure.
Yeah. So I'm not. I don't have an issue with Jamin anymore. But I did have issues with like his toughness, bro, because he was going down way too soon. He wasn't really that physical at all in any instance, in my opinion, against the Chargers. But I felt like he recovered nicely against the Giants in some moments, man. So
good to see.
I'll just acknowledge that. I'll just say that much, bro.
Cool.
I'll say that much. Hey, let's close it out with these bets, bro. Let me go ahead and exit out of this so I can show the screen.
Yeah, why you doing that? Oh, I just want to let people know that Trayvon Diggs, week 1, top defensive back I don't know if you saw the Pro Football Focus numbers.
Now, let me pull that up, bro. Send me the link, bro. I don't believe that. Hold on.
Jimmy dropped it in the chat. See my boy? You saw the list, and you seen Trayvon over here, and it had zero passer rating allowed. It's on there. And then last week, came in at number three. Came in at number three, you know what I'm saying, with 42%. You know what I'm saying? So just check it out, my boy.
So you said what now? He was ranked what now? What did you say?
Number one. Let me put it up for you.
Yeah, put that up for me, baby, because I'm a little confused. What I'm reading right now, don't tell me number one. I want to see your boy up here.
Oh, what you looking at? What you looking at, bro?
I'm looking at Pro Football Focus.
Hold up, man. Hold up. Let me pull it back up.
And while they're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and break down our record so far. As you all can see that's watching the screen, or for those who aren't watching it, excuse me, let's go that way. I am 5-1 to this point. Nick is 4-2. And Rye is 3-3. Respectfully.
Could easily be so different, fellas, bro. Just a couple plays, but I ain't gonna talk about it. My bad.
It was not.
Okay.
All right. So you know it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But fellas, I wanted to make this a little bit interesting, man. Per week, how do you all feel about the winner for each week moving forward? So obviously the other two weeks don't really matter. Mm-hmm. But moving forward, the winner with the person with the best record ends up getting like $10 from everybody.
That's cool. I do that already. Yeah, I'm cool with that. I do that already every week.
That's humble.
Okay. All right, cool. So everybody, we'll talk to Rick, you know, whenever he hops back.
All right, hold up though. Hold on.
But clearly he's going NA again this week.
Yeah. So but if he only
what are we, what are people tired of?
I'm about to say, so I think we need to do more than three games if we're going to do that, because that's easy. I mean, we all end up tying for real, like only three games.
I mean, it's an odd number though, so technically that third game would be the tiebreaker. But I guess if people end up going undefeated,
especially if you're picking the same teams.
Do we? I mean, if all three goes undefeated, I guess it's nothing.
They could be money in the pot then. Right? You just put money in the pot into somebody.
Yeah, that's actually good. Yeah, money in the pot then. Yeah. Y'all want to do money in the pot?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. So that's cool. And then if it's two people that wins, I guess we just split it up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I would say keep going until we got one winner. And then, you know what I'm saying, start over with that one winner is.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Okay, cool. All right, bet. So let's get into it. People in the chat, man. If y'all see these numbers, again, for those who don't understand, this is for entertainment purposes. Odds are, I will probably play some of these. I already played one of them. And I actually played two games, but I didn't play the spread on one of them. But I did play a spread on one of the two that I'm talking about. So these are all entertainment purposes. If what we say sounds good to you, make that bet on your own discretion. That's all on you. But you know, like I said, some of these, me and Nick are actually gamblers. We put money on these games. But I definitely put money on some of these. Like last week I did Baltimore +3.5. And then the first week I did all three of the ones that I bet, Dallas, San Francisco, and Chicago. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. Rye, we have New Orleans versus the New England Patriots. Right as of right now, ooh, on Wednesday as we're recording this, the Patriots are 3-point favorites. Who are you taking?
That's tough, bro. This is in Foxborough?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I'm going. I think I'm a. Sheesh.
Well, let me see if I can help you out right quick. Hold on. Where is it on it?
I'm going to take New England, bro.
Okay.
I'm
going
to take New England minus three.
New England minus three. Boom. Okay. All right, Nick, where you at?
Give my boy Jameis Winston, bro, and give me the Saints. I actually got this.
Jabu, how did you butcher that?
I don't know. I said I was like, man.
Jabu.
But give me my boy, though, bro. rolling with them. I think last week, I mean, they missed half the mob, bro. Half the mob, and they missed half their coaches. So they all come back this week. Mac Jones not that good. He's going to play. I feel like the Patriots have been playing bad teams or bad quarterbacks the first 2 weeks. Zach Wilson and Tua, who's not that good to me. So Saints money line, but I take the +3. Take the points right here.
Okay. Well, you make really good points with New Orleans and their coaches, and that's why I took that Carolina team because – It's impossible to fucking operate without seven goddamn coaches, bro. That's impossible.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go New Orleans too. New Orleans +3, and see where this one goes. We do have 54% of the bets on New England, and I always love when the public is hammering one side. So, well, they're not hammering it, but still.
Let's go, Mac.
Nick, we're going to start with you with the second game. Tampa Bay are 1.5-point favorites against the Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams is at home, by the way. So Tampa Bay is 1.5-point favorites, road favorites. Where are you at with this one?
Tough game. It's basically at a pick 'em. Give me the Rams. I feel like with the injuries to their DBs, Matt Stafford should have a great day. It's going to come down to who has the ball last. And I feel like at home, you know what I'm saying, they can swing a couple turnovers. And you got that boy Five who been strapping. And 99, that's going to put some pressure on Tom Brady. Give me them boys in L.A.
What you got, Ryan?
Definitely going to have to go with the Rams. A lot of the same reasons Nick just named. I think it's going to be very difficult for Tampa to really get off like they've been getting off the first 2 weeks. They driving been getting off the first 2 weeks. AB got COVID. He's not playing next week. I mean, granted, he didn't do anything last week. My fantasy football team struggled because he didn't do nothing. Not to say, I'm not gonna be playing in no time soon, but he does have COVID. He's not playing this week, which means a lot of the coverage is gonna be slid over to Godwin and Mike Evans pressure up front. I'm going with the Rams, bro.
Ryan,
here we go.
The line never moves, rarely moves, if it isn't
a quarterback.
I
got you.
Or offensive line, or like a key piece of the defense. Like, not matter of fact, it's mainly quarterback. Like 95-96% quarterback, and then 4% to whatever, like other. Just put it to other.
Yep.
And with that being said, I'm taking Tampa Bay.
What's funny is, though, I thought about it, but I just don't know, bro.
Only am I taking Tampa Bay, I already bet that 11 o'clock this morning. I got Tampa Bay -1.5.
-1.
Not only do mm-hmm. I think that the Tampa Bay is starting off hot, but they don't get back mode two against the Rams. Rams beat them at home last year. But also, these motherfuckers are just on fire. And I think they're here to prove a point that if they can, they will go 17-0. So I'm going to go ahead and take that 1.5 before that joint inflates a little bit. And I'm going to keep it dead at that 1.5 Tampa Bay. Money's already locked in.
Real quick,
that's one of them jumps.
Real quick, though. Go ahead, Snip. Mine's not even important for real. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this right here, bro. The game against us, they barely won. And this is just to their defensive. The defense hasn't played that well. I feel like Sean McVay can keep Devin White in the middle guessing. I feel like with his play call, and I feel like he not gonna have the best game in the world. But that back end, bro, they finna get exposed. Like, exposed. Also, though, the Bucks, but not gonna say barely won last week, but they had 2 pick sixes in the fourth quarter to make the game look like it did. It was actually a closer game than it appears. So, I would definitely back the Rams tonight. Bucks not going to really be who they are until playoff time, when Tom really cares. Regular season, bro.
I hope you're right just for this week's purposes. But, I just wanted to point out, like, I was live draft with my fantasy football team, bro. And I had the position. I was in position to draft Herbert or Brady. and I went with Herbert, bro. I mean, not to say that I made a bad selection, but this is the fact that Tom Brady really, like, watching Tampa Bay play, the command of the offense that he's really moving these drives is really ridiculous, bro. Like, he really got the offense moving, like, every possession, everything is just so clean, bro. Like, they know what they're doing. He know which body going to. He's accurate. He got the Slim probably went MVP this year. I ain't going to lie to you. Bro.
Hey, Rob, quick question. You know who else looked good against the Falcons?
Who?
Jalen Hurts.
Did he really look good? I heard he was checking down a lot, too. I heard he went a lot of his passes went going past
Tom checked down, too. Didn't he go over the top, bro?
Trust me. But Tom do that to everybody, then, bro. I ain't going to hold you.
Their defense, you know what? Take Tampa Bay.
Now, I've already took the round. I mean, it's
Tampa Bay. Yeah, I'm about
to take Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Yeah, I took the round.
I sure did take him. All right, last one, y'all. Green Bay, San Francisco. San Francisco are 3.5-point home favorites. Ryan, I'm going to go back to you to start this one off. Who do you got, Green Bay or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
This one is hard to pick, bro. Yeah, because I do not like Green Bay's defense. I don't like the fact that one of the Smith brothers not playing. I don't know how long he out for. 5'5". I can't think of his first name right now. What's his first name? Don't matter.
Zadarius?
There you go. Zadarius Smith. There you go. It's tough, bro. What's the line, Ma?
3.5. I'm going to give you some game, though, Ryan. I'm going to give you some game real quick. 3 points at home is basically.
Yes, because they're at home.
Even. Gotcha. So they basically think they're 0.5 point better than Green Bay.
I'm going to go San Fran, bro. I'm lying. I'm going Green Bay. I'm going Green Bay, bro. I'm taking Green Bay. I'm taking Green Bay.
Green Bay.
I'm definitely taking Green Bay.
+3.5. Where you at, Nick?
Go before. Hey, who did San Fran play week one?
San Fran played, they played the Lions. They played the Lions.
Man, I just seen how Debo been eating, boy. Debo been eating them corners up. He gonna do the same thing to Green Bay. Ain't nobody out there checking Debo.
Yeah, but who gonna stop Aaron Rodgers on the back end though?
Let me get
Green Bay. Devontae finna have a field day.
He finna eat. He finna that's not negotiable. He gonna do that regardless.
Yeah. They finna do that against fucking Josh Norman, bro. You think he about to fucking cook against Josh Norman?
Josh Norman could barely check Schmitty. He kept passing the first in the boy.
And I think he's still a concussion protocol from when Derek threw them nigga in the stands. So I don't even know how well he finna play.
That boy concussed.
You know what? That's valid. That's valid. All right, where am I at? I'm actually torn between this one too. Who I have? So both of y'all are on LA and Green Bay. Me and Nick is on New Orleans. I ain't gonna lie.
Finna go 3-0, bro.
Like my thing is,
finna go 3-0.
I think I might have to go with the defense, bro. So this was the second game that I bet, but I took the under. I took 49.5, and I took the under on this jump. But I'm a go with San Fran and think that they can. 3.5.
It's a primetime game.
Oh, that's gonna be
rough. It's Sunday night.
You trust what's that boy's name? Jimmy Garoppolo? G. You got it.
I'm taking San
Fran. You got
it, bro. You got it, brother. You got it. Come on. San Fran, I feel it. Yeah.
I feel it.
We're gonna go from there, bro. This is tricky, though. Yeah. But like I said, I took the under in this game in real life. But for the sake of this, John, I'm taking San Fran -3.5.
I would also like to point out Green Bay didn't look good the other night.
Under is 49.5.
Oh yeah, I'll take the under too.
Yeah, 49.5. All right. There we go. Picks are locked. And we will see what they talking about come
Look like Rick going over.
Come next Thursday, the next Wednesday.
Rick 09.
Yeah, he got put money in the pot too, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I need that 10 right up off him.
Let me tell y'all now. Bullshit, bro. I'm gonna probably play all these now.
Rick, straight. You owe us $30.
You go ahead and cash it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put this on the parlay, bro.
Oh, hey, do your thing, bro. I like that. I like that. The confidence.
Because I'm finna go 3-0.
Oh, you got three dogs. That's a dog ticket. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All
right.
I might go all three money line too.
I love dog tickets, bro. Love them. All right. So that wraps up this week's episode of the All 32 Saturday Trap or Dive.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow before we do the pregame for Washington Football and Buffalo Bills with Bills reporter Bruce Nolan of SB Nation. And then the fellas will be back next Wednesday. All 32 side, Trap or Dive, man. You know the vibes, bro. All that good stuff. Catch me Thursday. And then back on game day. So Sunday, pregame and postgame, y'all. With that being said, we are up out of here. Y'all be safe.
I forgot about this. I just want to let y'all know.
Why we do that after I did the exit?
Because, bro, just like I said last week, Eagles fans are going to be hyped one week, and this week they're going to come in and play San Fran and be pissed at the whole team. Jimmy was hot all day from 1 to 4:15. I'm talking about pissed. Take us out, Wall, again.
Thanks for nothing, man.
Thanks for nothing.